You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yes, it's Stupid News time now on FM 99. It's brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Bruce. Bruce this Friday through Sunday. He always smells good.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. He smells really good when he comes in. You know, he gets up early. He treats it like he's going to be on TV because probably is going to be on TV. It's Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bruce at the Funny Bone. Funny Bone in Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one is, we've all seen these things, right? We've even read some of them on Craigslist where a spouse will put their spouse, you know, a person will put their spouse up for sale.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the funny
wife
ad.
Up for sale, we'll trade for fishing rod or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It'll be a picture of their dog, but they, you know, the thing will be about faithful, bark some of the time, you know, make some noise, yada, 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 come get my wife, the dog's staying, my wife's going kind of thing. Yeah. Teresa Turner, 34 years old, of Norfolk, England.
Norfolk.
Norfolk. Hey, do they say Norfolk in England, pronounce it Norfolk?
Let's call and find out.
Yeah. I say, let's find out. Adam, get any number in Norfolk, England.
Okay.
Would you? There's got to be a hotel or someplace that's open. And they're 5 hours ahead of us, so it's lunchtime.
Operator, give me Norfolk, England.
Do it now. Hello, Sarah. It's Sheriff Taylor. Get me Norfolk, England. Hello. Teresa Turner, 34 years old, of Norfolk, England, wrote, I have a 33-year-old husband who is no longer needed due to getting on my nerves. I don't want any money. He is free. He is house-trained and toilet-trained. Ha-ha. Much to her amusement, or her husband's amusement, she got 300 offers within a couple of hours.
Wow.
It's supposed to be funny, and you're supposed to side with me, but know what? Yeah, no, girls be bitches. You know what I mean?
That's right.
See what they did there? You see what they did there? They all offered to take the dude.
Yep.
Ms. Turner works at a hospital supervisor. She said that she wrote the post after her husband repeatedly played video games or something like that. She also said that she hates... this woman has a problem. She hates specific sounds, like people that eat loudly. I don't know why this is all in this post. The husband is a...
and another thing.
Okay, now here you go. One of these has got to be a side hustle, right?
Yeah.
Her husband, Rob, who works as a professional carpet cleaner and insurance salesman. What an unlikely pairing of occupations.
Well, just in case you don't need something for your carpet.
That's right.
So the insurance.
By the way, I got the wine stain out. Do you have whole life or term? I'm selling carpet insurance. Oh, I see. He found a video of a person eating loudly and kept playing it in their house, and that's what drove the wife crazy.
Oh, my.
That's pretty funny.
That is great.
One person asked if Rob came with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Another asked if he could just be dropped off at a local bar. We'll meet up there. Whew. Anyway, he's not really leaving.
Yeah.
It is 300 weird.
300 people.
You know, they're supposed to, thumbs up, you go girl kind of stuff. No way. Immediately, I'll take him.
Dibs.
He looks great. I'll take him. Were you able to find, jot a number down?
I got the contact Norfolk council number.
Oh, good. Well, let's call them here in just a second and find out if they say Norfolk. Yeah. That's item number one, by the way.
Item number two takes us to the subway. Where there's a new iPhone craze on the subway.
Excuse me. Yes.
And it's not the latest Candy Crush update. That's what this says. New York women have discovered that creepy men are using the iPhone AirDrop app to send them photos of their junk while they're on the same train together.
You're getting random junk pictures on the subway? I just can't think of a skeezier place to witness some junkage.
28-year-old Britta Carlson was riding uptown 6 train, the uptown 6 train, to a concert when a mysterious message popped up on her smartphone. iPhone 1 would like to share a note with you. She hit accept and was horrified by what she saw.
She hit accept, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to accept. It was a huge close-up picture of a disgusting penis, she said.
Oh, my. As opposed to a delicious and glorious one.
Glowing.
And almost effervescent, majestic.
Glossy.
Carlson clutched the phone to her chest and frantically scanned the subway car for the pervert, but couldn't place him.
Whose dong could this be?
I know. You're going to pin the dong on the pervert.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're looking around like,
holding it up to their crotch area.
But, you know, now you got a fun game that you didn't have before.
Yeah. You got a fun game, man. You didn't have that game.
The app, which was released to iPhones in 2013, uses contacts only as the default setting. Doesn't work with Androids or Windows phones, and you have to be within 328 feet of people. But a lot of people forget to switch the setting from everyone to contacts only, or don't realize that they have everyone turned on.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this.
I don't have it.
Do you have to download it yourself, I guess?
I don't know.
I've never seen a pop-up on my phone before.
We use it. And
I just sent Adam a great picture of my phone.
Is that what that is?
When Angela
still
Johnson.
Downloading.
Yeah.
Okay. Big.
There's a spoon in
big
it.
Big file.
Weird.
If you remember, when Angela Johnson was here, the comedian, she wanted a picture I took off my phone, wanted me to airdrop it to her manager who was sitting there, and I went to do it, and Rick Bruner from the Funny Bone got it instead.
Oh, really?
Because he had his airdrop on, and I hit it.
So it's a setting in your phone.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I have it turned on. I don't know. Maybe I do. If I do, I know I'm going to get something awful from Rod Fitzwill in the next 10 minutes.
No. When is your next church meeting? When is that?
It's the first Tuesday of every month.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? I thought that's
Mark that in there. Yeah.
You're lying, too. I know. It's the first Monday.
John Travolta topless. You know, in some sort of grotto situation. Mm-hmm. All right, kids. And then finally, let's see if I got something here. This is really bad. It's really bad. This also from England. They got problems over there. You know, that's not a very big country, but man, there's no shortage of stupid news. A 42-year-old woman who is a self-proclaimed kleptomaniac. A person that just cannot, like, steals things on impulse, just can't control it, right? Almost chronic. But she's the poo bomber. Because after she steals something, she squats in the aisles of the store and leaves a little pile. Yeah.
Take a penny, leave a penny. Kind of
yeah.
Not quite the Pink Panther, man.
Not quite.
No.
Not quite. Experts believe. Look, they've had to analyze it. Emphasis anal. Experts believe the woman experiences such an adrenaline rush from shoplifting that she loses control of her bowels. She gets so excited she literally has to...
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like the Stink Panther.
The woman suffers from a range of mental health conditions. Well, duh. Wow. She stole $173 worth of clothes from an upscale clothing store and left a pile in the aisle. Place the fact sheet. The crime report says the woman stood still with her legs partially apart between a row of displays, looked around before shaking her buttocks, and then flicking part of the bottom of her dress near the buttock region. It is at this time that she defecated on the shop floor and walked away. That's what the police report says.
Lady.
Have you ever pooped anywhere other than a toilet? 36699.
Yeah, really.
I think all of us have done that at times.
What?
I can tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're Boy Scouts. I mean, you poop in the woods.
I was. Never pooped in the woods?
Yeah. No.
It's that thing where you just, they'll...
You dig a hole,
or you just sit on a log, a downed log, make sure it's clean. Hang your butt off
log,
the back
drop
end.
A log.
Yeah, you get a merit badge for that.
You do.
Deer hunting, man.
It's brown.
Yes. Woman took possession of a tea towel and used it to wipe her buttocks before throwing that under another display. Well, also, she wiped.
I'm glad she went.
Now, at the Campbelltown Mall, police said that the woman went into a squatting position, kind of a Pudge Rodriguez moment.
That's right.
And caused a dysfunction in aisle 3, forcing the store to close for over an hour while they cleaned it up. Whew, glad there's nothing to steal at Ocean Breeze, because this could really shut her down for the day.
What terrible luck is this, though, that your thing is stealing stuff, but then it makes you poop? Yeah. Like, but you can't control either of them? Like, that's just bad. Like, if you just stole stuff, that's one thing. Yeah.
I think what you got to do is, you know, cut down on your eating, maybe.
I was
going to
say, yeah, maybe you
want to
start sealing liquids and not solids. Then you just pee yourself and walk on. Yeah. Yes, my client has a mental illness.
Clearly.
Yes. The woman has obviously been caught because they've got any number of videos of this. My client has a mental illness. Quite clearly has fallen through the cracks of the mental health support community. See, here's the... And this, of course, is because they have the National Health Service. It's the fault of the government that she has a mental illness because she can't get the treatment that she needs. Treatment from the gov because the government pays for it.
Yeah, clearly the government has let her down.
She would be assisted. Please, sir.
Crap on a stick.
Yes. Yeah. If she could. By the way, where'd you get the stick? You stole it, didn't you?
I stole it.
Sorry. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call it
stupid news.